Unit 7, Mandala Theory, Structure, Page 1, 7.0, Objectives, 7.1, Introduction, 7.2, Mandala Theory, 7.3, Implications, 7.4, Let us sum up, 7.5, Keywords, 7.6, Some Useful Books, 7.7, Answers to Check Your Progress Exercise. Page 2. 7.0 Objectives. This unit aims at dealing with the debatable issues related to mandala theory, supposed to have existed in ancient India. Basically, this unit attempts to introduce the mandala theory and its implications. After studying this unit, you should be able to know the nature of mandala theory, its meaning, its implications. 7.1 Introduction. The literary documents available for the study of ancient Indian political processes invariably deals with some of the major political issues incomparable with the modern experiences. Along with other theories dealing with life, society and politics, mandala theory is one primarily focusing on the issues related to relationship. It may not, with immediate outlook, deal with the relationship of all, but only of the king. Considering the king as the most supreme component of the state as well as the public life, every contributor to ancient India has given a vital position to the king and his relationship. It was considered that the king must be aware of the web of relationship around him, which include both friends and foes. The mandala theory thus refers to stages of relationship to be maintained by the king for the benefit of not only his but also of the entire state. However, the mandala theory makes the king realize as to who are and who can be his friends as well as his foes. It was only after understanding this that he can carry out his routine business. Thus, mandala theory is basically a theory designed for the sake of the king to make him realize the secrets about all kinds of people in and around the king. Page 3. 7.2 Mandala Theory. Authors who wrote about ancient Indian polity observed that power is viewed differently by different people within the kingdom. To a king, to people, to king's kits and kings, to king's immediate neighbors and to king's relatives, the understanding of power was different from another. To become powerful or to enjoy the power, people can take any step, including killing the king. This was one of the reasons why authors of the mandala theory attempt to educate the king about his surroundings and to act carefully. The mandala theory basically evolves a structure that looks like a circle. In the middle of the structure, there is a king. Around him, there are inner circles representing different kings. The very next circle to the king represents the area ruled by the king's ally, and next to that circle represents the area of the ally's ally, who is naturally an enemy of the king. While explaining these factors, the mandala theory expects the king to realize that there are two fundamental purposes to be fulfilled. Firstly, the security issues related to the entire kingdom, and secondly, the interest of the kingdom. Both the security and the interest were not only issues confined to the ancient India, but also a highly confidential and vital issue of the modern government. However, the mandala theory in general deals with the core of foreign policy. It also refers to the model suggested to the king to deal with his friends as well as enemies. Professor R. R. Mukherjee provides altogether a different story about the mandala theory. He says that, according to mandala theory, the king has to treat his neighboring kings as the enemy, and his enemy is the friend of the king. Finally, there is an attempt to characterize all the individuals that they are all bad, and therefore the king has to keep an eye on everybody for his safety. Page 4. The internal enemy can be more dangerous than the external one. Hence, he has to take care about keeping all the internal officers at a distance. Check your progress 1. Question. Explain the mandala theory. Do you think it is relevant today? Clue. See section 7.2. 7.3. Implications. Different contributors to ancient Indian political thought have differently contributed to explain the implications of the mandala theory. There are two kinds of implications. 1. Implication on the king. Due to the instructions provided by the mandala theory, the king so aware of his surroundings that he began to seriously calculate all his actions. His calculated move kept him away from all kinds of problems, including threat to his life. Page 5. 2. Implications on the state. The instructions provided in the mandala theory not only aims at making king very intelligent, but also resulted in the tension-free society. Due to king's awareness about his friends and foes, there was hardly any war or conflict which made people to live happily. On the other hand, the mandala theory became so handy that king was able to save the treasury from unnecessary expenditure, which otherwise would have been too costly to treat all his friends and foes. However, the implications of the mandala theory have also helped the state as a whole, as there was a precaution suggested to avoid all kinds of problems, including cheating from friends or neighbors. Check your progress too. Question. Critically discuss the implications of the mandala theory. Clue. See section 7.3. Page 6. 7.4. Let us sum up. This was an attempt to provide a general understanding about the mandala theory without focusing on the references. The purpose is to introduce and at the same time to have a background to understand the mandala theory of Kautilya in the next unit. There is no specific reference about whether this theory was in real practice or not. Even if it was existing, it was supposed to be a secret issue, as none of the friends and foes of the king was expected to know about the mandala theory. However, the detailed discussion on the mandala theory will be available in Unit 9 with special reference to Kautilya's Arthashastra. 7.5. Keywords. A. Mandala. Stage or steps or circles. B. Friends, primarily called as Mitra, refers to immediate neighbor. C. Foes, enemies. D. Calculated move, acting according to the existing law. 7.6. Some useful books. 1. R.C. Majumdar, Ancient India, Motilal Banaridas Publishers, New Delhi, 1994. 2. R. S. Sharma, Aspects of Ancient Indian Polity. 3. A. S. Altekar, Institutions and Practices in Ancient India. With that, we come to the end of Unit 7.